This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Dow-DuPont merger will create three spinoff units, of which the companies announced headquarters for last week. Following the merger, Dow-DuPont will separate into three businesses: agriculture, material sciences, and specialty products. The Specialty Products Unit and the Agriculture Unit, whose names will feature DuPont, will both be headquartered in DuPont's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, according to Reuters. The Material Sciences Company will be based in Midland, Michigan, Dow's current home, and will feature Dow in the company's name. The company will also operate two global business centers in Johnston, Iowa, where DuPont Pioneer is based, and Indianapolis. The split will likely occur within 2 years after the merger is completed sometime later this year. Dow and DuPont agreed to an all-stock merger last year valued at $130 billion. The Bond County Soil and Water Conservation District will be hosting a nutrient loss reduction strategy workshop next week on March 2nd from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The workshop will include lunch and provide background information on the nutrient loss reduction strategy. Landowners will learn about the importance of the strategy and why it's important to Illinois agriculture. Topics will also include the role of cover crops in reducing nutrient losses and improvement of soil health, USDA programs to help manage nutrients on your farm, and Bond County Soil and Water Conservation District equipment and soil sampling services. The workshop will be held at the Greenville First Christian Church Family Life Center. A meal is provided with advance registration, and they ask that you register by Friday, February 26th, by calling the Bond County Soil and Water Conservation District at 618-664-0555, extension 3. And CEUs have been approved for the workshop. And now it's time for our weekly hay auction review with Mike Hamilton. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction was held on Saturday, and Mike has a summary of what prices were like at the auction.
Well, Katie, with the nice weather, we had a good buyer crowd, and we had a pretty heavy offerings. We ended up with 1,850 small squares. We had some fair to good quality alfalfa in the 250 to 420 range in small squares. The alfalfa grass was from 220 on the low end to some pretty nice hay up to 530. The grass hay, I guess we had close to 1,000 bales of small squares of grass. And the low end was as cheap as $1.60. We had some premium grass up to $6. Most of the good hay was in the $3 to $4 range. And then on the straw, ended up with 300 bales of straw, and it was all $4 to $4.20 a bale. In the 3x3s, we had 125 bales of alfalfa, and we had some lower end at 36, and we had some real nice hay up to $65 per bale. Ended up with 51 bales of grass from 35 to 40. We had 17 4x4s of straw at 33. Had quite a few round bales, 217 this week. That alfalfa grass was in a price range from 25 to 52. The grass hay was $20 to a top of $46.
And as always, if you have questions or would like more information, you can reach Mike at 618-410-4293 or visit the auction website at hamiltonhayauction.com. We'll be back with more after these messages. The Litchfield HSHS St. Francis Foundation and their Agriculture Committee are hosting a farm family event on March 2nd at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. I talked with Paula Endres and Megan Bertolino, both employees at St. Francis, who have been helping plan the event. Ladies, there's a exciting event coming up in March that we want to touch on, the Farm Family Event. And I guess we'll start out with Megan and talk about some of the health screening options that are going to be available at the event.
The health fair participants this year will be the labs from St. Francis Hospital, and they will be doing a comprehensive blood screening as well as a hemoglobin A1C blood draw. We prefer that our participants pre-register to come to the fair for the blood screening because they need to fast 10 hours prior to. We also have Dr. Roger Wieck. He will be doing skin cancer screenings. Maple Street Dental Clinic will be doing oral cancer screenings. Mid-America Audiology Group will be doing hearing screenings. And then from our hospital, we will have people doing blood pressure checks, talking about sleep apnea. Pharmacy will be there to answer any questions about medication. Physical therapy will be available to answer any questions. And then we will have a dietitian to provide information about healthy eating habits.
And I guess either Megan or Paula can answer this. Where will the event be taking place and when? What day and time and things like that?
The event will be on Wednesday, March 2nd, and it will be out at Lincoln Land Community College. The health fair part will be from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then following that will be the speakers and the lunch, and it will go until 1 o'clock.
And we'll switch gears now and talk to Paula. You helped with the planning of the speakers, so who can people expect to hear from at the event?
Well, we have a great speaker this year. We're really excited. His name is Stephen Dumsdorf. He's a CPA from Kerber, Eck, and Brackel St. Louis office. And his topic is going to be the top five tax issues facing farmers. And then he's going to be followed by a panel discussion, which is going to be led by Todd Gleason, who's a U of I farm broadcaster. And he was present last year for our farm family event and did a great job. And he brings some market experts with him, and they talk about current market trends and issues facing farmers. And there'll be plenty of time for question and answer sessions for both speakers.
And is there any cost to attend this event? And I know Megan mentioned to register beforehand, so how can listeners do that as well?
We prefer that you register before the event due to the comprehensive blood screening and the hemoglobin A1C. And if you want to register for those screenings, you can call me at 324-8206. Last year, we had up to 75 people attend the event, and we still have plenty of room for registration. We will take walk-ins that day, but we do prefer that you call ahead. And I will be taking phone calls prior to the day before the event, and there is no cost whatsoever for any of the screenings.
And there will also be a lunch provided as well?
Yes, there will be. Our HSHS St. Francis Hospital Dietary Department they have planned a wonderful hearty meal of meatloaf and chicken tenders, mashed potatoes, vegetables, a wonderful dessert. So it's going to be a nice meal. We have entertainment provided by some of our own Litchfield High School musicians. So I think it's going to be a nice event. And we do this as a free event, as Megan mentioned, and a special thank you for all the farm families in our Macoupin and Montgomery counties for all that they do for us.
Something we haven't touched on yet is who is invited to attend?
Basically any farm family. So that would include the farmer and his wife or hired hands, anyone that resides in that household.
Anything that I haven't asked either of you about the event or anything else that you would like to share with us?
I don't think so. Thank you. We just look forward to a great turnout at Lincoln Land, and thank you for helping us get the word out.
Well, you are very welcome. And just real quick, remind us again what time the event starts and what day and the location.
The event is on Wednesday, March 2nd from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. The health fair will be from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and it is at Lincoln Land Community College here in Litchfield.
Paula Endress and Megan Bertolino about the Farm Family event taking place next week on March 2nd. And once again, to make a reservation, you can call Megan at 217-324-8206. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.